Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Discipline. I'm going to share four ideas with you today. How do I stay so disciplined? And I'm not saying that for me, because I'm like, I'm so disciplined and perfect. I get asked this by all of my clients. They're like, gosh, I need more discipline in my life. I'm like, okay, well, let's talk through what that means and how you achieve it. If you want to show up for something, be consistent, be committed to something, how do you develop that discipline for something? I think there's four simple things. Number one, you must know your outcome. How can you possibly be focused or disciplined if you don't know the outcome you're after? Most people don't lack focus or discipline. They lack clarity that would give them the focus and the discipline. That's why the first high performance habits is seek clarity. We learned it from our research, right? Well, an outcome. What am I after here? What's the goal? What's the tangible or intangible thing that I know when I get there, when I see that, feel that, experience that, achieve that, that's what I'm after here. That some kind of outcome. You won't stay disciplined unless you can see, feel, sense, acknowledge intellectually what the outcome is we're after. If you're not disciplined on a consistent basis, it's because you don't know what you want. So don't beat yourself up that you're lazy. You just need to make a decision. You need to make a decision about what it is that you want. And it doesn't have to be what you want for your whole life, your ultimate grand purpose in the cosmos of the destiny of universe. No, no. What do you want by Friday? What do you want by the end of the month? What do you want this quarter? It's like, start there. If you're really confused about the next 5 years of your life, please start with the next 5 weeks of your life. Come on. People don't understand. Clarity is built upon. You don't have the epiphany where everything's perfect. Very few people ever have a complete perfect picture, epiphany moment of everything coming together in life. Very few people. Instead, usually what happens is, as we move throughout our lives, we get a little more clarity what we like and what we don't like, what draws passion and strength and contribution and what doesn't. Know your outcome. You want discipline? Know your outcomes. Number two, schedule. There is no discipline without a schedule. It's so easy. If your calendar doesn't have anything in it the next 6 weeks, don't be mad at yourself for lacking discipline. No one shows up on day goes, it's discipline day, and has nothing to do. Discipline requires the schedule. So fill out your schedule, work the schedule. Fill out the schedule, work the schedule. Fill out the schedule, works. As you fill out your schedule and you work the schedule, you get more self-trust. With that self-trust comes confidence. From that confidence comes more competence. We gain more mastery and we're in the game more. We feel good about ourselves. The progress mind loves it, eats it up. It's like, hey, we're doing it. We said we were going to do it. We did it. We moved towards our outcome today with a schedule. What an idea, right?
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about, and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product, and you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com. Number three, you want to be more disciplined, you're going to have to delegate more. You want to be more disciplined to what really matters for you, you're going to ask for assistance, for help, you're going to have to build the team, you're going to have to socially engage people to support your focus. It's just real. Like every writer I know who's become a major writer has assistance, meaning they get some of their spouse, their partner, their agent, a personal assistant. Somebody is helping with the part of their life so they can focus on that thing, right? It's hard to be a disciplined writer if you're doing everything under the sun. You need time to be able to write, which means there's some things you can't handle on by yourself. And you're going to have to delegate that. And if you're like, well, Brendan, I don't have anyone to delegate to, then I'm like, then stop saying yes to everything under the sun. Stop putting more and more on your plate when you can't handle what you already got, babe. We got to go, no, no, no. If I want to be disciplined, I got to choose a few things. Say no to the rest. Delegate the rest. And do what is here. You don't lack discipline. You're taking on too much. And last thing is, often we don't have discipline because we've set up no reward and reflection in our life. And what I'm always trying to tell my highest performers, reflection is a reward. Reflection, it's a reward. Like sitting down and allowing your processing mind to think of all that you've been through and how beautiful it was and how grateful you are for it. We don't lack discipline because discipline feels like always the grind, unless we stop the grind once in a while, look back, go, wow, look how far I came. Let me celebrate this small win. Let me take myself out to dinner tonight. Let me write down a few of the things I've learned and share them. Let me give thanks or prayer or meditation towards the great things that have been happening for me. I think as soon as we realize that, it's just a whole different experience of life. I'm disciplined because to me, being disciplined doesn't sound like I'm disciplining myself. What it means is I am reflecting and rewarding myself for my progress. It's so important for you to hear me say this. If you're lacking discipline, probably is because you've never rewarded yourself. You've never reflected on how far you've come. You still think you're the same as you were in your 20s and your 30s. It's like you've come so far and you're still thinking like that kid because you let your protecting mind, your processing mind, your progressing mind run rampant without the peace practices, without that moment, those moments of purpose. If you want to be disciplined this month, know your outcome, put it on the schedule, delegate it or say no. And fourth, reflect, reward yourself. I do my, again, with my high performance planner, I do my weekly reflection in every major area of my life. I just look at it and I think, oh, what a blessing. This is going good. Or I could do better here. And the reward is the reflection. The reward to me is learning. The reward is developing competency. Reward doesn't have to mean I have this much more in my bank account or, you know, these many more people following me. The reward is I'm growing. Growth days. To me, discipline requires growth days. Having the growth days and rewarding and celebrating and reflecting upon the growth days. I'm disciplined because I've gotten so many hits of joy and learning by pushing myself as a growth day, but reflecting on those growth days to do all that. That was a good day. What did I learn about myself? And I'm growing every day. So discipline gets easier. Discipline gets way easier as you engage growth more. Discipline gets hard when you went a season without even thinking about
yourself, taking care of yourself, not sleeping, poisoning your body, not engaging in personal development instead of just engaging everybody's dramas. And now you're exhausted. You know when it's hard to be disciplined? When you're exhausted. So you take care of yourself. You recognize it. You reward it. You delegate it or say no. All of these things I hope will help you have an awesome March.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori And she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy. I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language. Earn. To earn the gifts we've been given. To earn the life that we want. To work for it. To strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.